an inaugural Potato Days Festival, David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. The goal of the Potato Days event was to eventually hold the largest public celebration of the potato in Idaho, and it may have come close during its inaugural year. Organizer Thomas Watson said that we just wanted to emphasize the potato in the city and treat it the same way we treat the tech industry and other big industries. After doing an internet search, Watson, co-owner of Roots Family History, a Boise print and frame shop, realized there were no potato celebrations in the Boise area. Idaho Farm Bureau spokesperson Sean Ellis made some interesting observations.
These organizers who live in the Meridian Boise area just one day pretty much woke up and said, you know what? The Treasure Valley needs a celebration of potatoes. So they did an internet search and found out there were no potato-oriented celebrations in that part of the state where our main population center is in Idaho. And that surprised them. So they thought potatoes are what Idaho's most famous for, brings in billions of dollars to the economy, big part of our way of life here in Idaho. So they thought it was an event that needed to happen. So they went ahead and did it. And to their shock, if they got 500 to 1,000 people the first year, they would be happy. They got at least 12,000 people.
Watson said he and others involved in organizing the event would have been happy to have drawn 1,000 people during the event's first year. But as thousands of people began flowing into Kleiner Memorial Park shortly after the event started on September 23rd, a Saturday, it became apparent Potato Days had taken on a life of its own during its first year. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.